Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Thanks a lot for tuning in once again. It's your host, Jay Tree. I am on here tonight to give you insight as well as take phone calls. It's been a very productive day. There's been a lot of good things that are happening for all of us. I'm not sure if you've noticed or not, but the earth is starting to heal, which is a very, very good sign.
Yes, it is.
The pollution is starting to dissipate and go away. Things are getting easier and easier for Mother Nature to be able to breathe and for her to get life back in. Now, granted, there's been earthquakes and some other things that have happened too, but basically what we're going through right now is a readjustment time. If you're listening in and you'd like to call in, by all means, call in. The phone number is 323-642-1694. Again, it's 323-642-1694. Don't forget to go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com for all of your spiritual needs, as well as we're adding some new products and services today. I've opened up an apprenticeship, and I'm looking to give back to the community and help out. Over in our forum section, there is a list of services as well as what it entails. Also, I'd like to also promote on Facebook. If you look up WiccanTreeOfLife.com, you're welcome to like my page. I've been posting insight as well as some other things there that are helpful tidbits for you. As well as we'd like to say special thanks to our sponsor, MerlinStaff.com, as well as Psychic Talk Radio for having us on this podcast. It's great to be able to do
more
this
welcome.
And to be able to share so much with so many. I have been acquiring some new clients lately that are very pleased. I also have plenty of time that is left at night and on the weekends where I can reach out and speak with you directly. We can set up a payment of some sort if you need me to do a tarot reading for you or some other reading. again, you can go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com and it'll also have some other products that are there for you that you're able to purchase as well as get. I don't know if you all tuned in or not yesterday, as well as tonight, there is a full moon. It is a pink supermoon, great time to cleanse your talismans and your charms, as well as your crystals, your stones. And don't forget to make yourself some moon water because it comes in handy for blessings, as well as cleansings. There's many different uses for the moon water, which I find amazing that there is a lot out there for everyone to reap the rewards by just putting some water outside. And some of the many uses that you have for moon water could be watering your favorite plants, washing your hair, cleaning your crystals, which I had spoken about before. One of my favorite things to do is to make ice cubes with this moon water and put some herbs in it. You can put lemon in it. You can put lemongrass. You can put thyme, rosemary, whatever you want. Those can go inside of a Bloody Mary or some other drink, or you can also use them when you're cooking that way as well. You can make a cleansing spray with something as simple as moon water, rose water, and essence of rosemary, lavender, lemongrass, whatever it is that you like, and it's good for a quick smudge when you're walking around the house, as well as if you're in the office, if you're in your car, if you're at a group gathering, which we're not supposed to do any more than 10 people. Always remember that and wash your hands. You can also use it for like artwork and using it to make your watercolors for your paintings or to clean your brushes if you have acrylic paint that you're working. One of my favorite things to do with it is to make either a tea or a coffee and drink that as well as just sip on the moon water itself because you will get an amazing rush and buzz from it. I use it for spells as well as for many blessings. You can also use it in a bath. You can add lavender for a toner. You can put it in a diffuser. You can float some candles in it. The possibilities are endless when you have your moon water. Now, remember, this is a super moon. This is a pink moon. So that means that it's extra charged. So you want to use it for whatever you need to, but use it sparingly. Don't waste it all in one usage. So tonight, before we get into any calls, I'd like to do a little segment. And what I thought I would do tonight is a grimoire or a book of shadows. A grimoire or a book of shadows is very much needed for a practicing witch. What we do inside of that grimoire or that book of shadows is we write down our elixirs. We write down what we do for spells. We also have it sectioned off for alchemy, if we're doing anything with alchemy.
Work.
Anything with spell work. Anything that you're doing that you are helping somebody out. Anything that you want that's good and positive. And that's one of the things that we want to keep in check when we're doing this grimoire or this book of shadows, is everything that you put into there has intention and meaning. So what you want to do is you want to put your good, positive things in there. Arrows,
spiritual,
whatever it is, spiritual work, anything that you use with your craft, you want to put into your book of shadows. And you want to keep it positive. You want to keep it positive in that grimoire. If you want to keep a journal, which is something separate, on a totally different angle or side, then you want to go ahead and you want to do that. But you want to put all your negative and bad things in that journal, never in your grimoire or your book of shadows. Because everything that you put into your grimoire or book of shadows is done with purest intention and love and light. And that's one of the things that us beings, as Wiccans, as well as pagans, and any of the other religions, is that we have unconditional love. We do and say everything out of love, and we try to approach everything with unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to keep that in consideration when we are using our grimoire or our book of shadows, because everything, as I keep repeating this because it's very, very important that this resonates with our audience tonight, is that you want to put good and positive things in there. Meaning that if you find a four-leaf clover and you want to press it inside a book, perfect place to do it for extra luck. If you have something that you are conjuring or you're trying to manifest or you want to happen, best place for it is in that book of shadows or that grimoire. Make sure that if you have a lock of hair, or if you have, like, you prick your finger or something like that, to put a blood droplet into your book of shadows. Perfect place for it. But remember, everything has its meaning. Everything has a reason. Everything happens for a reason. So what you're doing today will ripple effect and affect its way out, like the butterfly effect will do. So as long as you keep the good, the positive, the love, and the light in your heart, in your mind, as well as in your hand when you are writing into that book, you should be fine. If you find that you're in a space where you should not be writing in your grimoire or your book of shadows, do not do that. Meaning you're in a bad mood, you're angry, you're upset, you have something that's made it very uneasy and uncomfortable for you, you don't want to write into your book of shadows, because that is where the pure, the love, and the light come from. That is what you want to put into that book of shadows. And again, I'm repeating myself, and I know I am, but it's very important that you adhere and listen to this. Because if you put bad and negative things into that book of shadow, if you are not a practicing gray or black witch, and you're a white witch, it can, just like any other kind of karma, it can come back and backfire and bite you in your butt. So, that being said, I do have my grimoire and my book of shadows that is on my altar, that is handwritten. I write it in my own script. There, if you look online, you will find a witch's script that is there that you can adapt to write your own things in. Or you can make a table for yourself. Like, say you're starting the letter A with the number 3, for instance, okay? And then you're moving through the alphabet that way. So that way you know what it is that when you're writing and you're converting, that it is with that number 3 or that letter that is the key for that whole entire thing. Because remember, friends, we want to write our book of shadows and keep it beside us, with us at all times, to where it's safe. However, we don't want anybody that is not a practitioner, or even somebody that is a practitioner, to get hold of our book that has our spells and everything else in it.
May I share, Jay?
Absolutely. Okay. Reverend Adam's here tonight, and he's joining in, and he's going to give a little bit of insight as well as co-host.
Thank you. So what I would like to share with everybody, Jay Tree, is that a book of shadows in gypsy culture is never to be shared with anyone else but yourself. And it's considered very bad luck to read another person's Book of Shadows. And you, as the reader, are going to get that bad luck rather than the person that wrote that Book of Shadows. Whether that Book of Shadows is full of good and purity or not, there is an old story that I heard by my uncle a long time ago of someone who had opened up someone else's Book of Shadows, or, you know, magical journal, as some refer to it as, and read it. And the next day, literally, they woke up and the whole outside of their home on every wall was covered in bugs, really bad bugs, all kinds of bugs. You had centipedes, you had, you know, cockroaches, you had all sorts of stuff covering the walls. And you could not see the brick, you could not see the siding, everything was just absolutely covered. And now talk about one kind of set of bad luck coming from a Book of Shadows. But I'll tell you what, in families, it has been known in Gypsy culture that another family member or a trainee at a certain time is capable of seeing your Book of Shadows without harm. And that's because they're under your tutelage.
Right, and that's one of the things that we have to take in consideration too, is that, you know, you can't trust everybody. You can't sit there and have somebody even in your Book of Shadows. However, you can do a collective Book of Shadows if mm-hmm. you have a partner, a lover,
a coven.
Mm-hmm. I myself have a very large coven. We had all gotten together for the solstice, the 12/21. Where we had the super full moon and everything as well. Oh, no, that was 12/12. I'm sorry. But they came over and we did our ritual on Yule. And then everybody wrote a good and positive thought into the book for me, which is my Book of Shadows. Now, my Book of Shadows is sectioned off. It's like what I had said before. I do have alchemy. I do have my herbal. I do have my crystals. I have my semi-precious stones. I have my spells. I have also in there pictures that I have drawn, whether it be a rune or a sigil, or if it is something that we could use that would have some sort of significance to us. Let's say we were laying out our altar, or we were doing something magical, or we wanted to have candles set out a certain way, or we wanted to do an altar a certain way for a blessing, or we were transforming and manifesting the things that we can, that we're so capable of doing with our minds. And so many people have forgotten that, especially now.
Forgotten the old ways.
It's a full open awakening now that the metaphysical world is coming full force all the way around. We are everywhere. We are coming out of the closet. We are coming out back out into society because we are the ones who are going to heal the world. Whether you're draconian, or whether you are Wiccan, you're pagan, whatever Radiant. Your faith is, Hindu, Indian, Christian, Catholic, whatever it is, any being or something that you pray to, whether it be one or many, this is the time that we all collectively have to do this to heal the earth. Because the earth is going through many changes right now. The earth is going through these earthquakes and these hurricanes and these natural disasters with the tornadoes that are just devastating. And also all the other things with, you know, the moon was full last night. It's going to be full again tonight. So that's two nights that the ocean is going to act very strange. It always does this in the middle of a pink moon and a super moon, especially. Meaning that, you know, what we think of as normal would actually be strange because the way that the ocean reacts with the moon and the phases of the moon. Mm. And anybody that's on outside of being landlocked like what we are here in Atlanta, if you live on the coast, well, great for you. I'm so happy and thankful that you're able to do it. But do yourself a favor and give the goddess of the ocean a blessing. Give her that blackstrap molasses. Give her an offering. Give her an orchid. Give her something and say, thank you. Please heal the earth and help me heal. Because that's the deity that we all need to go to at some point, is the deity of the ocean, the deity of the heavens, the deity of the mountains, the deity of the fire. Those are your four elements right then and there. So You know, and we also have to have the deity of the spirit, whatever it is. It's earth, air, water, fire, and spirit. We cannot forget spirit. We cannot forget the four elements. We can't forget the north, south, east, and west because they all coincide with the elements. So these are all things that we are capable of doing. And we can also make whispers on the wind of what we want to come to fruition. If we have a wish that we don't want anybody to know what it is, when a breeze comes by and you hear those wind chimes, speak it into existence. Picture it in your mind. Make this happen. If you're looking for a job, especially now, you can foresee yourself going to that interview, having them shake your hand from a social distance. God, this is just so awkward to do this. And then sit there and have your meeting over, you know, Skype, Zoom, whatever it is, and have them hang up the phone and within minutes call you and say, guess what? You have the job because you manifested it. You foresaw that. You were capable of making that happen. And we all have those abilities. So that's one of the things that I can't focus on enough is that we all have abilities and qualities and capabilities. And those are things that we all know that we are capable of doing, but we've forgotten because we've become deluded. That's the best way to describe it is we have become deluded. We have been force-fed. We have been brainwashed. We have been told to think a certain way and spoon-fed because it's the way that everybody wants us to conform. Well, let's face it. When you're Wiccan, you're a nonconformist.
Yeah.
To get to the meat and potatoes,
yeah,
regardless of what faith you are a nonconformist. And if you are a conformist, sorry, but you're boring.
Yeah. May I step in for a moment?
Absolutely.
I mean, think of the ideals, people. When you are outspoken, when you're a strong individual, when you're a leader rather than a follower, you're going to be in line of fire because every outspoken leader type individual in history has been opposed on one level or another. If you look at this, religion like witchcraft has been oppressed. We went through the Inquisitions, we went through the burnings and the hangings and the dunkings, okay? Then you have Romani. Just like the Jews, you know, the Jewish people, the Inquisition and we went through the gas chambers when Hitler was around. We went through so much craziness because when you have an outspoken voice, when you have an outspoken being, the people in power don't like that. The people in power don't like the unknown, and they don't like giving up that power, so they're going to try and oppose you. Look at women that have been outspoken. Look at, you know, what's his name? Rosa Parks, perfect example. Look at Rosa Parks, outspoken, took a leap of faith and made a point.
And sat there in that front seat of that bus.
And eventually she was harmed because of it. Then, you know, you can go on and on about this, but at the end of the day, it's all about being able to not be oppressed by the fear of harm that will come to us if we are outspoken and we are free thinkers.
Absolutely, and thank you for that insight, Reverend Adam. It's very great that we do have many different eyes that look out into the world. There have been a lot of good things that have been going on the sidelines too, though. For example, if you live someplace like that has low pollution, we are less apt to go ahead and acquire the corona. Now, I don't know that for sure 100%. However, that's the way that everything looks at this point, is that if it's a high pollution area, you are more susceptible to getting it. I'm not saying that you will. I'm just saying that I'm trying to pull in and out of everything that's going on in the media as well as social media. And what I've done to protect myself is that I sage daily. I burn incense daily. I protect myself. myself with the cone of love and light. I surround myself in white light. I make sure that I say that as a frequently given blessing to myself from the God and the Goddess. I make sure that I include them in everything that I do to help protect me so that way I don't get sick or my loved ones. There's other things that you can do. For instance, there are ritual baths that you can do. You can smudge yourself with sage. That is 97% effective against antimicrobials. Don't forget to keep washing your hands. Don't touch your face. Keep your social distance. I know we'll all get through this together. It's just it's going to take some time because there's still too many moving parts with us. They can't get a handle on it yet. And I'm not saying that to scare anybody. I'm saying that just to be honest, that there is a lot that we can do as one as well as collectively. And the collectively doesn't seem to be working the way that it should.
But this time is to wake us up. And it's going to help that collective physical consciousness come into the proper alignment and learn.
Indeed. As well as don't forget to start working with your third eye chakra. Get yourself to feel that opening. Take your moon water and bless yourself there. Close your eyes. Meditate.
Blue agate.
Get a blue agate. It's the best stone for it. As well as, you know, make sure that when you're meditating, you can physically see that third eye opening and you can envision of what it is that the universe is trying to tell you.
Perfect.
So with that being said, I think it'd be great to get to some calls tonight. We do have quite a few that are waiting. What I would like to do again is direct everybody to Wiccan, WICCAN, treeoflife.com and sign up for spiritual services. Do a tarot for you. Anybody that calls in from the show, mention that you did, and I'll give you a 25% discount on anything that is a service or something that you could use. Also, I have started an apprenticeship program. So if you're interested in becoming an apprentice, it's over in our forum section. Go ahead and sign up for that, as well as if you're looking for something personally, you're welcome to contact me at 678-791-8913 or send me an email at wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. Or you can also don't forget to like our page at wiccantreeoflife.com on Facebook. So I'm going to get to my first caller tonight. It's area code 831-225. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my first name is Christina, and I'm calling from California this evening. Thank you guys for what you shared. I really resonated with all of it, and I really appreciate you sharing that information with all of us tonight. It's greatly appreciated. I'm a first-time caller as well.
Thank you. Oh, wonderful. What can I do to help you today, Christina?
Can I ask any kind of question? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yes, it's an open forum. Whatever your heart desires, you go ahead and you ask.
Okay, so I was just wanted to know, I'm wanting to have some validation to what I was receiving. How many months do you see until my alimony and child support stops due to a job loss with my ex-husband? And will me and the children, will we be okay?
Well, first and foremost, the children will definitely be okay. That I can tell you for sure, 100%. That's the first thing that I'm getting from you, is that you are very well protected, and whatever it is that you're going through, you're going to end up coming out on top of. And especially your children, they have more of a blessing and guidance than you do. They are completely protected by Alegua. He is the crossroads, and he takes care of children.
You went out for a second. You said you said something about the children?
Yes, they're very well protected by Alegua.
And you see us financially being okay?
I see that you're going to have some bumps, but I don't see where it's going to have a bad effect on you. I see that there's things that are in your path that are going to reveal themselves, that you're not going to lose your alimony, you're not going to lose your child support. That money will come through regardless of what's going on in the world. That is going to be funneled into you because that is something that you need and deserve, and it's something that you have to have in order to survive.
Okay. I brought fraud against him several counts, and I've been being terrorized, and I was so afraid to bring it forward, but I have to stand up for myself and my kids, and I know that he won't be able to keep his job when the DA presses charges. And I'm just wondering, will I at least be okay for at least a year?
What do you think, Reverend Adam? What are you reading on this?
You know, I'm getting at the very least 2 to 3 months, but at the most, I feel a year would definitely be in order. I'm feeling like he can't wiggle out of paying it. And I mean, of course, losing a job is one thing, but he can't wiggle out of paying it. He's still responsible whether he has a job or not.
Yeah, he has a second job that I had a photograph of him in an outfit, but I did not want to put my children on the stand because it would impact their relationship. So I took the high
If
road.
you
But
have an
since
image
I
of
had,
that job,
yeah,
I'm
I
sorry to
know
cut you off.
the person he committed fraud with, he has a job that he doesn't pay taxes with, a second job that's unreported. So even if he loses his job, he would still be able to pay child support.
Yeah,
So
I
that would
get
be
that,
wonderful
but
for
what I'm
me.
saying is he'll still be responsible for it, and if he stops paying, they will go after him. Okay.
They will go
Now,
after him.
yes, that is obvious. Once it's in the system, you cannot get away without paying it. Okay.
He
I have
tries.
seen it before. I have seen it before where people like him try to, but it only goes for so long before it's kind of like when you got a hijack on a car and you push that button after somebody steals it and the car locks up so many miles down the road.
It's called a low jack, not a high
A
jack.
low jack. Hijack is something else.
That's what state your car
Sorry.
into.
Yeah, let's hijack a car now. Jesus, no. But when this happens, okay, you said you had an image of him. You might not need to bring the kids to the stand if you have an image of his other job that's
Oh no,
unreported.
see, I already did. I already had the picture, but I told my attorney no because I would refuse as a mother to put my kids on the stand to say that
Yeah, but
dad
what
is
I'm saying to
has a
you
job
is
and he's
that you
lying.
don't need to have your kids on the stand if you present that picture.
With a Yelp
The
review.
picture is proof enough. Or did he
Yeah,
say to you
but there was.
specifically that the children would be put on the stand if the picture was provided?
My attorney did, and he said he
Okay.
didn't that he doesn't have a job. But what's happened is I brought the fraud because the person that's employing him, he committed fraud with another job, and he pretended to be the owner of the house he rented, and they got thousands of dollars, and he
Okay.
turned this person into a criminal, and I don't
Yeah.
want him to
All
turn
right.
my
So it sounds to me
17-year-old
like
into
you
a
might
criminal.
need a little bit of spiritual work. I would suggest either reaching out to myself or Jaytree. Jaytree is wonderful at this kind of work as well. And take advantage of those services because what can happen here is things can be set in order where his guilt alone. And trust me, I know he has none, but his guilt alone could be built up enough to continue to get him to pay that. But in the meantime, this is a serious case, and it's going to take a lot longer than what we have on the show to cover.
Thank you guys for your
Thank
insight. I
you.
appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, Christina.
Many
And
blessings.
you know how to get a hold of
Many
us,
blessings. Thank you.
love it light, sister.
Love and
Thank
light.
you.
way. Next caller.
We're going to go to commercial real fast, and we'll be back in just a moment. All right, and we're back, and our next caller is area code 347-463. Hello, caller. Please state your first name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my first name is Tamika. I'm calling from New York, from Long Island, New York.
Hi, Tamika. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. My question is, I wanted to know if you two see me moving anytime soon. I'm just not happy here in the state or in this town anymore, and I'm not really connected, to my community or anything. I'm kind of, a loner. I'm very attached to my mom and my family, but I really would like to be happy, and I just don't know if it's going to happen here. So I always pictured myself moving, but I don't know if it'll ever happen or how I would get the means to. But I just wanted to know what you guys saw,
Well, let me give you a really good piece of insight that someone told me when I was in my late teens, early 20s, and I was in the beginning of my chef career, and I was moving from state to state and grabbing the bull by the horns and doing this, that, and the other thing. One of the best things that someone ever told me is, Jay, you can run away all you want to, but when you turn around, you're still there. So that being said, that is the best insight that I can give you at this moment, only meaning that Tamika, is you have to come to terms and to group together with yourself first before you can move on, because if you don't, then regardless of where you move, you're not going to be happy. Regardless of what you do, you're not going to be happy. Regardless of who you're with, you're not going to be happy. So with love and with light, I want you to understand that within you, in your heart chakra, is where you need to work. That you have a lot of love to give to somebody, but you're very scared, and you want to do the best that you can for everybody, but you can't find happiness yourself. And that is one of the classic telltale signs of somebody who's gifted, because we are our own worst enemies. We are very empathetic. We love to no condition and to no end, but we want the same in return, but it seems that we can't get it from ourselves or from other people. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So, that being said, that you will end up moving at some point. You will end up getting what you need out of your life and your path. What we need to do is we need to work on this blockage that you have to help you come to terms and at ease with everything that's going on. And right now is one of the hardest times to do it, Tamika, because we are all underneath this extra additional stress that we don't need, and it only amplifies what we're going through. And if it were only one thing, it'd be easy to handle. But if it's multiple things, like it has been lately, we can't seem to get a reprieve from it, and we can't figure out what it is that we need to do with ourselves in order to get further past this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
So do you do any kind of meditating, or do you take ritual baths? What do you do that brings you happiness? What do you do on a daily basis? Is it the smell of the coffee in the morning? Is it the sunbeam in the afternoon when you take a break and go outside? And what right now is the one thing that makes you happy, you look forward to doing every day?
Well, I do love the sunshine. So I like smelling the fresh air and being in the sun, walking home while it's lighter out now, or in the morning walking when it's summer or springtime feeling. I do love that. I always love hot weather. And the only peaceful time I feel like I have is when I'm in the bathroom in the morning I play like old 70s rock or like folksy kind of music, like but John Denver, like music like that while I'm showering, and it soothes me. Like I just try to do anything to calm down, you know, like Bath and Body Works smells and all that, like, because I've just been through a lot, and I just feel like it's just, I would really love to be able to be someplace like more peaceful and calmer, because I've mellowed out a lot because of all the stuff I've been through, and where I live is in it's a hard, intense place. So that's my little peace and quiet in the morning when I listen to like that kind of music while I'm like showering and brushing my teeth in my bathroom.
That's wonderful, and it's actually a really good choice too, because he is very soothing. I grew up when he was popular, so so when I hear one of his songs, you know, it always brings a smile to my face, because he had such a calm and soothing voice, and he was just so amazing, you know, with his lyrics and with his tune. So that's great that you're using that, and that you're using also aromatherapy, it sounds like, in your own way. One of the things that I like to do is I like to have fresh rosemary around, because the smell of that helps me ground, as well as there's also vanilla that can be used for clarity when you're looking to get clarity and get out of your head and focus on something that is helping you to stabilize yourself. So I would suggest that as well. You can find that either in the bean at the grocery store, or you can get a sugar that is scented with it. You can also get the real vanilla that you can make like a an incense, but you can actually make a soothing bath scent to go along with your bath at night or something. Lavender is good to help. There's a lot of things that are out there. There's focal points. There's meditation. I am one for doing meditation. However, I have to be careful, because with my abilities, I tend to drift too far out, and then I have to find some way to reel myself back in again. However, favorite music is really good to use. So you're doing a lot of good things for yourself, and I commend you for that. But there's a lot more that you can do to help yourself with this situation. Now, as for the moving, I can foresee you moving when all of this gets taken care of out in the world. I don't see anybody right now moving anywhere, or being able to do much of anything because of the restrictions that are on everything. So the only thing to suggest at this point, Tanika, is to just be patient with yourself. Work on yourself some. Work with your chakras. Work with some of the scents that I've suggested. Do a little bit of meditation. You know, help yourself to get back in tune with you and listen to your own heartbeat, listen to your breaths, listen to your own algorithms, and that will make a big, significant difference.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can help you with while I have you on the phone tonight?
I don't think you... Do you guys see anything as far as like a partner or relationship or love with me?
There is somebody that's waiting in the sidelines that's waiting to meet you. He is incredible. He is somebody that's younger, very tall. About all I'm getting, well educated, very highly
stable.
Yeah, you've got good things in your path, kiddo. Hang in there. You're going to make it through this, just like the rest of us are.
But remember, communication has been your problem in love life before. It will not continue to be that way long as you speak your own self-truth without walking on eggshells.
Use that throat chakra that you have, that you're capable of using, and you know that there's been certain times in your life where you needed to use that to get your point across, and you've done it, and you've been very successful, because you are very refined, is the best way to say it, is that you're not a shouter. You're not somebody that sits there and shouts and screams and makes things happen. You wait for the right opportunity, and then you speak it into existence.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
And work on you, and keep doing what you're doing, and pay attention. There's plenty of signs that are there. That's one of the good things that the universe gives us, is there's plenty of signs. It's just we have to be aware of them.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me, how I became so sensitive to, like, any and every little thing. I used to be, I feel like, such a tougher girl when I was in my 20s and in my teens. But I guess as I started going through relationships and certain things happened to me, like huge, I guess, things. And it seems like a part of me got taken away, the strong side, even when I had surgery. I don't know. Like so extra sensitive to any and everybody. Like, it's hard for me to be around people. Like, I prefer to be alone, and I know that that's not healthy, but it's out there. The world is just, I don't know, like, I just, I'm very sensitive.
I'm going to go and take your number and give you a call outside of the show tonight if I could.
Sure, that's fine.
Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And what I'll do is, I've got your phone number here. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to grab it. And then what I'll do is, I will give you a call back after the show tonight, and let's see if we can work together, and let's see what we can do to help you through this tough time, okay?
Okay. And I love the Reverend, too. I've spoken to him before. I got a reading with him off here before. He's very good.
Awesome.
That's
fantastic. He's amazing, isn't he?
No, I said that's why we call in whenever I see him on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'll go ahead and call you, and then we'll talk. And if you know, I need to hand you off to Adam, I can do that too. So either way, we'll get you back on the right track, okay?
Yeah, well, here's what I guess while you're on the air with us, okay? J-Tree is very good at the healing work. And J-Tree here, my partner in all of this, can help get a lot of that throat chakra open back up again and take some of that trauma out, so you're able to once more stand in your own power, okay? So I'm not handing you completely over to him, but I'm giving you, you know, hey, this is a good guy to work with, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll talk soon, Tamika. Blessed be, sister.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, I think I cut you off. Can you go ahead and say that last bit?
No, I'm listening. You just unmuted me again, but you can put me back on mute if you want.
Right as you were saying thank you again, I was muting you.
Oh.
All right, well, have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, so our next caller is area code 478-284. Caller, you're on the air. Please speak your first name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Keisha from Arizona.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm fine.
Good. What can I do to help you out tonight?
Well, I'm in a super situation, and I was wondering, do you see me moving soon, or do you think I'll be here for a couple of months? I really don't want to do it, but...
Okay. Well, as of right now, the only thing that I can foresee for anybody is to stay put. It's going to be a couple months before things get back to quote-unquote kind of normal, meaning that we can move about and do what we need to do, as well as move, go to the grocery store again like a normal person, be able to go to the bank again like a normal person. But I foresee that
you think they'll let me stay here for a couple
of
months then? Yeah.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Sorry. Do you think they'll let me stay here for a couple of months then?
Oh, absolutely. At least two more months, yeah.
Okay. I know, because this is like the last month that we'll have here, so I don't know.
I'm sorry, what?
If I could be extended or not. This is like the last month I could stay here, and I was kind of wondering if they would extend it to after this is up. The plague is ran through the land.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, you're saying this was the last extension you got, or the last one that you could use, and you're seeing now, you're asking now if they're going to go ahead and extend it even further because of the CV situation that's going around. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
Okay.
So yes, they will go ahead and extend it because of that. I'm feeling like you just have to remain strong, and you have to communicate with them. Look, you know, I have no other means. This is what we have to do right now. There is no place to go. With all the CV situation going on, you literally have zero to none when it comes to any extra. All right.
Okay.
It's completely right. It's changed. Everything has changed completely. Nothing the way that it was 4 weeks ago. Nothing is the same way that it was 6 weeks ago when this whole pandemic started. I've been working from home now for 4 weeks, and I am having to readjust my whole entire life.
Yeah.
Before,
we just started like
I could
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
That day at work and come home and be away from it, but now I work from home, so I can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you the best out there. Please stay healthy, stay happy, stay
well.
Safe.
Okay. You do. You too. All right. God bless. Bye.
All right, our next caller is area code 251-599. Caller, you're on the air. Please state your first name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Adam. It's Christy Lee.
Hi, Christy. I knew eventually you'd see this show.
Christy, our Christy?
Yeah.
Our Christy.
Hi, Christy.
You're Christy. I'm here.
Hi.
Hey,
hi,
girl.
Thank you for calling in tonight, honey. I've been trying to get your butt on this air for a minute.
I know. Our paths finally crossed here tonight.
Wonderful. So how are you, my love?
Oh, I'm doing great. Kind of just living in my own Garden of Eden. Man, counting all the blessings that are abundant everywhere. In my past.
Wonderful.
Happy. Yeah. Yep. Still aware, of other stuff, but good in my world.
Great. So, honey, professionally, what do you think of our show that we've been doing lately?
Tonight's the first one. I've only listened to your last two callers. And, I've been, running sessions, doing whatever, and haven't had a chance to tune in till like right now, but it's been spectacular.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
And everybody, I want to introduce you to Christy. She is one of our coworkers. She is an amazing human being. She's an amazing spirit. She is filled with unconditional love and light. And she's an energy worker. She is a healer. I would recommend this person to anybody under the sun because she is that amazing.
I'm blushing. Y'all are great.
I've worked with Christy now for, 3 years?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years. Yeah, we've been, going at it.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Christy, you're a wonderful, wonderful healer. And, for anybody out there listening, between Jay and Christy, I send my clients to them. They are the best healers out there. They really help to get the healing done well. Christy works very well on a genetic and epigenetic healing process with the emotional spectrum. Jay has been showing wonderful results when it comes to healing of all types, especially with the physical world and being able to heal the physical body. But both are very wonderful, and Christy has always been a great support. See, my job is I get in, I kick freaking ass and get the hell out. I'm the spiritual warrior. I'll come in and get rid of demons, blockages, hexes, jinxes, all that kind of stuff.
Holy crap, the stuff I don't love.
Right. And then you and
J3
take care of all this stuff.
So good at what you do. And it's not territory I love going into, and I can always count on handing, all of that kind of demonic attack or anything to you. So Yes, you are definitely a pro with that.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Do you want to remain on the line? We have another caller.
Sure. That would be fun.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right, so our next caller is area code 860-836. Caller, you're on the air. Please state your first name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Amala.
Amala!
Hi,
hello.
Amala.
Hello.
I know you from over on Tap and Tune In. You used to, it's been over a year, probably a year and a half since I've had my broadcast on. Yeah. So glad to hear your voice tonight.
It's been a while. I just was basically going to ask you the message, the main message for the next month. That's what I'm at. That's my question. For me, my spirit.
No,
my
right
here.
Can I ask that question?
I say so good.
Can we all ask that question?
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Go ahead. Anybody got anything on this?
Yeah.
Alma, I can see that your hair is going to grow longer.
Oh, it already is. Thank you.
Just a little bit of humor there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a time of rest, relaxation, releasing, sitting still. Definitely were, those two choices right now that are available for humans. On this planet,
okay.
It's a place and space that you've been moving towards. One is going towards AI, the other is towards spirit in that connection within. And it's going to require every drop of your surrendering, releasing, relaxing, coming into your body to continue to go over towards the ascension of Mother Earth, or you being connected into that. That's what I foresee for you. A lot of surrender. And you're capable of that. I've known you for quite a few years just via, broadcast systems or whatever here on Blog Talk, and I know that you're capable of that.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Adam?
Really feeling is, as this takes her patience and the surrendering, I'm really feeling, Amla, that there are a lot of things developing and opportunities around you. They're just going to be developing more differently so you can take advantage of them. But a big part of this is you coming into your own spiritually. You taking this time. Finally home in and fine-tune the last bits of your healing you haven't been able to fully complete yet. And it's about slowing down and taking that time for you.
Okay. That makes sense. Can I ask the woman? I forgot. I kind of got bits and pieces of what you said. It's basically I'm ascending into the higher expansion. Is that what you said?
You know me from over on Tap and Tune In on Blog Talk. It's been, like I said, a year and a half or so since I've aired. True Seeker and I used to air together. That's where you and I have connected. Also, I've been with Adam before on his, channel.
Yes.
But, that's who I am. And I've known you, for a few years now. And I know your capacity. I know that your distraction is also within men, right? The person in your life that kind of shows up and doesn't, and you go through that struggle within that.
Yeah.
Now is the time for you more than ever to reel yourself back in into that moment, into that stillness, into being grounded and anchored deeply within your body, connected deeply within, the spirit of truth and life. And as you go towards that, the paradigm and paradise will open for you.
will be something far greater than you could ever imagine. And your partnership, when you land there, is not going to be anything like you've experienced in the past.
Wow. That makes sense. This makes complete sense. It's interesting as a light worker, just talking to all three of you. It's like, it's I've never felt so anchored. It's so weird, right? Because it's been so turbulent for me that during this turbulence for the world, it's like, this is like showtime. It's like for me to be like, come on, people. Come on. You know, let's hold some hands.
Yeah, and I totally understand,
you know?
That.
It's so beautiful. It's so
Amla, not to cut you off here, but yeah, I understand. Trust me, we go out in public every day and we see nothing but sheeple and we see nothing but fear mongering. And I mean, it's like, okay, people, yeah, if you really want to do something about this, why are you wearing gloves and no mask? Or why are you just hiding behind a wall? You know, people don't think.
Or better yet, why are you cross-contaminating everything you touch by wearing those stupid gloves?
Precisely.
Why are you not washing your hands like a mature adult?
Precisely. Yeah. And then you're not allowing yourself to build up that immune system. You're not seeing how this is helping Mother Nature. You're not seeing the bigger picture as to where it came from. But we could go on and on and on about this because anger is a bottomless pit.
Yeah,
and it's best to be left alone.
Right, but there are times that we have
existential
stress and angst and anxiety that make us get to a point where we don't want to be. And what we need to do is we need to remember that we're human beings. We make mistakes. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be mad. Reground yourself.
Right.
Clap your hands together and say, calm thy spirit. Do whatever you need to do in that moment to help yourself. And to get yourself grounded again, because you being angry and upset, it may help short term, but in the long run, it's not helping anybody, especially not you, because you're taking
it's
the second that you're angry and mad, you're taking that away from moments that you could be happy and have joy.
Yeah, and I think it's just a matter of perception, because it's just like when you're in shock, it's like it's been four, I don't know about your state, but my state has been closed for a month. Now tomorrow will be closed for a month, and it's now it's like I think the shock is definitely, you know, subsided, and now it's just like, all right, you know, it's time to buckle down, see what's important, and just do what you can to get. I mean, even I feel the weight of the world, and I'm just using Om Namah Shivaya, like that's all I keep on listening to, and this like totally like
your
chanting
mantras.
And
Om
the
Namah
mantras.
Shivaya, disillusionment, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's how you feel, like it's the creator, destroyer. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. So anyway, I feel the energy. It just feels so beautiful, even talking to you, because it's like it's the reflection energy talking to you. So my heart is completely expanded, just by in the last 5 minutes. So thank you for that.
She's
thank
the Grinch that found Christmas.
Oh my goodness.
Her heart grew three times its size.
Yeah.
Jeshi Krishna.
Where's the present?
Yeah, you're a blessing. Keep shining bright. Ground in. Stay in your body. Keep grabbing towards, you know, a higher truth, higher mind, and you're good. And let's keep ascending.
You know, Amla, I would suggest using Ganesha's mantra. And then going to the healing mantra at least once a week for the entire time this worldly event is going on right now.
Okay, sure.
So the Don Pontray mantra would be good.
Yes. I mean, I feel really connected to Shiva, but I definitely do the Om Ganapataye mantra as well with the Ganesha thing. So I go back.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
But here's why I say that, sweetheart, okay? Shiva is the one that will help with disillusionment, will help destroy the evil, will help destroy bad, right? But then you need to have Ganesha open the door for Shiva to come in. So you always use the Ganesh mantra first. Then you use Shiva to destroy the obstacles.
That's
then,
right. That's right.
Then what you do is for healing and for protection, for good health, you use the Don Von Trey mantra. Don Von Trey is the healing mantra. And
okay.
That's good for good health and healing and stuff like that. Every mantra goes back to Bhagwan at the end of the day, Bhagwan being Shiva. So whether
right.
you're using Lakshmi's mantra, you're using Ganesha's mantra, you're using anybody else's mantra, it's going specifically back to Shiva at the end because Shiva is the Godhead. Okay.
Right.
And
right.
what's happening is you're using the different tools that Shiva has provided through the other deities in that cultural background and religion in order to attune yourself to the frequencies that are needed for that specific task.
Okay. Okay. Because I was using, I'm just kind of explaining just 2 seconds, which is like, because Shiva
yes,
also represents the creator. You know, so he's the creator and the destroyer. So it's just like, that's why I kept on going back to Shiva, because it destroys Corona and this whole pandemic. And then we're creating abundance and love and nurturing growth.
I understand.
Yeah.
But if you're always calling upon destruction, you'll never see creation.
Okay. Okay.
You see All what
right.
I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. Yes, I absolutely do. Absolutely do.
Okay. So, wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm definitely going to take in those words and soak them in and create and just keep on chanting. I think that's, the world needs that for sure.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
Namaste. Om Namah Shivaya. Okay?
Om Namah Shivaya. Take good care. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Chrissy, would you like to share your information on today's show?
Sure. So, I am at Chrissy, K-R-I-S-T-Y, WeSpeaks.com or TapInTuneIn.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Chrissy Lee, K-R-I-S-T-Y-L-E-E.
Wonderful, Chrissy. Thank you for sharing that. And
yeah.
Please check her out, everybody, and check out her services that are also available through there. Jaytree, do you have any last comments for tonight's show?
Remember, ladies and gentlemen of the jury that are out there listening tonight, remember that there is balance with me, with my fate, with my guidance, with my pass. It's about balance. You can't have left without right. You can't have male without female. You can't have top without bottom. You can't have up without down. So everything that we're going through right now is only a phase that we're going through. We are going to be able to come out of this bigger, better, and stronger than we ever were before. The landscape has changed, but the players have not. Always remember that you have love and light that surround you at all times, that you have metaphysical people that are there for you to talk to get help from, meaning myself, Chrissy, who called in tonight, blessed be sister, and also Reverend Adam. There are a lot of things that are out there to help you. Be aware of the signs that are out there ahead of you. Be aware of what there is that is happening around you, before you. Don't be afraid, but take action. Do what you need to do to protect yourself, whether it be smudging, whether it be with prayer to whoever you or whatever you pray to, whether it be the love and the light that surrounds you all the time from the heavens above and the earth below. May it be something that keeps you safe, that gives you that moment of sanity, that when things get really bad, you can sit back and relax and say, you know something? I got this.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone, we want to wish you love, light, and good night.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Casimir.
Go ahead and get the websites in.
Hey, everybody. Before we sign off tonight, Reverend Adam kind of cut me off beforehand.
Sorry, didn't realize it.
So don't forget to go to our website, wiccantreeoflife.com, Merlin's Merlinstaff, MERLINSSTAFF.com, Wiccan, WICCANTREEOFLIFE.com. Find us on Facebook underneath the same name. Send us an email at WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com. And blessed be, brothers and sisters, thanks for tuning in. I look forward to talking with you next Wednesday when we go through a new and exciting subject, and we have other guest callers that call in to help us.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
As it's written above, may it be written below, may no harm come to no one. So mote it be, and good night.
So mote it be. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Casimir. Tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insight. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Casimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.